Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the
Okay, it's Friday, and you got it logged and loaded to the Friday edition of Talking Heads, the September 23rd edition of Talking Heads, and we are live, Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in, free-for-all Friday edition. You know, every other Friday, we're out on the road, getting it in at a different Duncan location. Today is Carmichael, the newest location, and don't forget, people, it is all about the pumpkin at Duncan. You got pumped up for the pumpkin at Duncan all season long, and it's back. They got the new nutty pumpkin coffee and the pumpkin spice signature lattes going on. Definitely want to check them out. And don't forget, they still got the Dunkin' Refreshers going on as well. The donuts, all your favorite Dunkin' sandwiches going on. So be sure to stop in and, get yourself running on Dunkin'. All right, you got downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive through, East Street South with the drive through. Carmichael, the newest location, and two out there at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Duncan. All right. Now let me get your minds working because we got a lot to talk about. We got the headliners, who are us making headlines in the 242, all coming up, brought to you by Fine Threads. That'll be followed up by The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. But before we do that, let me get you talking and have a good conversation. You got to get the brain flowing. So you got your brain teaser lined up. Plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Donuts coupons. And here's your brain teaser. And you know how to chime in. You know how to get your answers in, all right? Let me make sure you do in case you don't. Phone lines are open. Oh, chime on in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com, Cable Channel 969, BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, here's your question. All right. Here we go. Well, look here, what's going on with my Bahamian people? Wow. I can't believe some of y'all do this. We can go in on this one right here. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 62% say they will do this at Christmas. Guaranteed to do this at Christmas, whether people like it or not. That's your brain teaser. Your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right. While y'all chime on in, I'll get to the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And Fine Threads reminds you, new arrivals in stock. both locations. Flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right? So be sure to check them out. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can do your shopping online as well, findthreads.com. Check out all the new arrivals. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? And like I said, it's real easy, findthreads.com. But we look at the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844. And boy, I tell you, lots of headlines that jump out. The one that's got tongues wagging and a lot of people talking, Grand Lucayan deal extension runs out. Now check out the story in today's Guardian story by Candia Dames. No immediate word from government on status of sale. After several extensions to the due diligence period for the Grand Lucayan Resort sale, there is still no indication that the sale of the troubled Freeport property to Electra America Hospitality Group for $100 million will close anytime soon, if at all. Now, read more on it in today's Guardian, all right? You could formulate your own opinions. But, you know, we've been following this on Talking Heads from the break. We gave it the benefit of the doubt. We watched it play out. Here we are. The extension is done. It's run out. There is no deal in place. And now we have allegations swirling that the potential buyer, Electra America Hospitality Group, they got a steal of a deal for $100 million. Well, now they were asking for $75 million in concessions, allegedly. And there we have the crux. There we have the fly in the ointment. There we have the reason, potentially, if these allegations are true, why this deal may not have gone through. I'm hearing, you know, this current administration allegedly doesn't want to give these $75 million in concessions. So we'll see where it pans out. But obviously, more disappointment for Grand Bahama. And a sobering reminder that the past administration and this current administration are failing when it comes to getting this property sold. They have failed, and one is failing in the process of failing. And all the while, Grand Bahama continues to suffer. Let's get it right, Bahamas. I mean, if there's a way to get this done, get the proper people involved who know what they're doing, who are in the industry, and let's try to get this rectified and solidified. If not, why don't you come up with some other options? You might want to turn it into condominiums. You might want to turn it into timeshare. I don't know. But it can't continue to linger and become an eyesore and Grand Bahamian suffer in the process. So at the end of the day, boy, I tell you, you're way off of these answers. None of them correct. So we'll keep an eye on it. Let's see where it goes. Let's see what the next press release will be regarding, you know, the Grand Lucayan deal coming from this current administration. And listen, I have given and I continue to give the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Tourism and Foreign Investment, Mr. Chester Cooper, the benefit of the doubt on this. I know it's not an easy, you know, deal to get sewn up and locked away. And there's many layers, onions to the layers to the onion. But at some point, we can't have another extension run out and nothing get done. We got to either fish or cut bait. Crop or get off the pot, like my old man used to say. But he didn't used to say crop, but, you know, all right. Another headline jumping out, man murdered off Hamster Road. And this in the early morning hours. And our police said a man was shot and killed off Hamster Road early yesterday morning. Chief Superintendent Crystalyn Skipping said the victim left home around 7 a.m. when a van approached him. A man dressed in blue exited the van, approached the man, and shot him multiple times. The victim was later pronounced dead at the scene. Skipping said the police are appealing to anyone who saw anything to contact them. This is the 97th murder for the year. 97th. Prior to that, a man was stabbed to death on Boyd Road the day before. So we're at 97, and we still got about a week left in September. We even touch October, November. God forbid we even touch December. Please don't tell me we have an answer for crime. Say we have an answer for shop break-in, or have you steal $6 worth of bread from the church because you're hungry and they lock you up and don't give you bail for that, but murderers get bail, which I still don't understand. But come on, man. Don't say murder down, because this we knocking on 100. And guess what? This is not just an administration or a governmental issue. It's parental. It's societal. It's governmental. It's social. We all need to play a part in rectifying this. This scourge has gone way too far, and we need all hands on deck to get where we need to be. The finger pointing is done. Now, speaking of finger pointing, another big headline jumping up. That proposed Adelaide project has drawn the ire of many. Story by Travis Cartwright Cowell. A proposed $200 million gated subdivision development in Adelaide has drawn strong criticism from some residents and environmentalists who call the project an abominable development. But developer Robert Myers, he's the developer that's dealing with the behind the Adelaide Pines Limited, said yesterday the group has followed the lawful requirements and has a certificate of environmental compliance. Well, now, if we have people raising cane like residents and environmentalists, then the next question would be, you have your permit, all right, or a certificate of environmental compliance. Well, who issued the certificate of environmental compliance if environmentalists are up in arms about the project? That would be a good question to ask. And remember, the proposed site for the development is located east of the entrance to Albany. And Albany is a minority partner in the Adelaide Pines Limited as well, according to Myers. Now, the Department of Physical Planning held a public meeting on Wednesday evening at Adelaide Primary School where residents, Myers, and other stakeholders discussed the project. In attendance were Golden Isles MP Vaughan Miller, the Minister of the Environment, Minister of Labor and Immigration Keith Bell, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, and former Centerville MP Rhys Chipman, among others. Notice conservationist Pericles Malis, whose property borders the proposed development, objects to the project. According to saying, I hereby formally object inter alia to the proposal design and concept, which involves the obliteration of long natural geological wetland features. Melis also said, besides the very fact of the existence of the wetland as a geological feature, it overlays a great 40 to 60 foot freshwater lens and drains the surrounding water into it above the and below ground. It is the recharge engine and haven for wildlife, and it has its own natural beauty. And the public will never understand of this obliteration of this wetland were to occur. It would be a disgraceful stain on our nation and government and its departments and agencies and the 50-plus or so non-governmental, environmental, and conservation organizations in the country. So obviously there's issue with it. Where does this go? You got to keep an eye on it. Because like I always tell you, follow the dots, follow the money, and see where it ends up. But obviously, if you have some environmentalist up in arms, then we need to have a revisit to the certificate. Because obviously, it can be good for some and bad for others. If it's a good deal and it's a good project, environmentally speaking, then no one should have beef with it. So let's see how it plays out. Something to keep an eye on. And like I always tell you, follow the dots. Follow the dots. All right, it's 4:31. Getting ready to slide up into the buzz as we exit the headliners who are what's making headlines in the 242. And I'll tell you, another headline before we exit. Davis hopeful carbon credits traded 4 times unsolicited offers. I agree with the Prime Minister. I hope they trade at that level as well, too. I need them to trade at that level. That would come into the $350 million, $400 million range. We can take care of a lot of national debt issues. We could put a lot of things toward education, sports funding, social programs. A lot of things we can do with that. All right, let's check the questions. Nope, not kiss under the mistletoe, not splurge on gifts, not go to church, not buy gifts, not watch junk anew. No, sir. Not re-gift a gift. No, none of that. You're Googling, boy, I tell you. But no, none of the above. 62% said they will do this during the holiday season, guaranteed. Okay, even though we weren't talking about the mask issue, I'll still address this. If I was Mr. Roberts, either you wear a mask or no entry to my stores. A business has the right to put policies in place to protect itself. Viruses are unseen and people are nasty. Agreed. Maybe some people don't want to give up on a mask mandate after it's over. Some people may like it. And I ain't talking about the criminals, allegedly. Naughty, they want $75 million in concession. The devil is a liar. Hey, I'm just saying. That's allegedly what I've been hearing. They want $75 million in concessions. So what tells me that is the case, though. In what kind of deplorable state is that hotel in that they're going to ask for $75 million in concessions in order to take the deal? And they're already getting it at a cut rate of $100 million. So basically, you give $75 million in concession, that's like $25 million. That's what it got. No, sir. Let me know how you feel. Keep chiming on in. All right, let's slide up into the buzz. I brought you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you that in addition to all of your fast fashions, all of your workwear, all of the accessories to go along with, all of your back-to-school needs, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations. All right, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta. Be sure to check both of them out today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, well, I'll tell you. A lot of people talking about it, man. And the whole mask mandate, it popped up, but that is kind of what's been buzzing. And, you know, in the barbershop and, you know, in the watering holes, this is quite the hot topic of conversation. And apparently it's going to be like what I like to say, all buck up go, meaning no mask, no mask mandate. You don't need to wear a mask. You don't need to be vaccinated if you're coming into the country. You don't need to be vaccinated if you're exiting the country. No requirements. No testing needed. I mean, shouldn't we leave some sort of parameters in place for safety just in case? I mean, if we open up just like that, and I know COVID seems to have just disappeared miraculously overnight, what if there's a return, though? You can't take two steps forward and one step back. All I'm saying is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I get people want to get out the mask. I want to get out the mask. I'll be honest with you, I do. But we got to do it correctly. You know, I can't get out of the mask and then, you know, at what cost? I got to make sure coming out of the mask is a safe step. So there is no regret. And there is no chance of reinfection or so on and so forth. By whatever minuscule strain of COVID is left floating around. Because COVID done kind of disappeared like the dinosaurs, if you ask me. You notice that, okay? All right. So what say you? Let me know how you feel on the headliners. Let me know how you feel on what's buzzing as far as the mask mandates. Feel free to chime on in, text on in. Naughty, spend time with the family, get drunk. No, 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 no. None of those answers. Get drunk, you're getting warm, you're in the ballpark. But now you got to figure out, you know, what that really means. All right, we're going to get to the first break right here on Talking Heads, the Friday edition, the September 23rd edition. We are live at Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in. Quick break on the flip side of the break. We'll be back at you. We'll wrap up the buzz. We'll get up into the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. Then we'll get into our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, open up the lines for you, for anybody to chime on in with what you want on this free-for-all Friday. And then after the second break of the hour, we'll get into to the bottom of the hour. We'll get into Cuban Willie's numerology report and get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports, and you know it's Friday. So it's all about the NFL. We'll have some local sports news. We'll have some Major League news. We'll have some NBA news. But, of course, we got our pigskin picks coming up. And, of course, the final 10 of the show in the 5 o'clock hour today, 5:50 to 6 o'clock, for my fantasy football aficionados. We got the official latest up-to-date stardom and sit-em as you go into the weekend. All right? Then I'm trying to either go 3-0, get to 2-1, or get your first win of the year. But whatever it is, we got all that coming up for you in the sports portion of the show coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, we'll take a quick break, first break. We're live. Duncan Carmichael, we'll be right back at you right after this.
Weather. Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
The holiday season is a time for family and fellowship and sweet treats. Why not spread joy by the dozen with Dunkin' Donuts? With a wide variety of delicious flavors such as glazed, jelly, sprinkles, chocolate, or the Dunkin' Classic Boston Cream, Dunkin' Donuts has flavors that everyone loves. Pick up your dozen donuts today at your nearest Dunkin' and share some holiday love. Dunkin' Donuts. Spread joy by the dozen. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
All right, we're back at you on the Friday edition of Talking Heads, September 23rd edition. Okay, the texter who just texted in, drink eggnog. You are my winner. Mr. Producer, get the information. The first one that said eggnog, okay? The first one that said eggnog, because another one came in after it, but the actual first one that said eggnog, that's my winner right there. Correct. Drink eggnog, get bust up on eggnog, that leaded eggnog. All right. Continuing on the tax lines. Naughty, you want to know the state that the hotel is in Grand Bahama? Remember the crack house in New Jack City? Well, it looked like that. Minus Pookie or with Pookie? Because that's a big thing. If, you know, remember New Jack City? Now Pookie was a big part of that crack house. Okay. Now you can make me go home and watch New Jack City night over the weekend and tell you, you know what I mean? And listen to the soundtrack. Hey, listen, that soundtrack from New Jack City is still one of the best soundtracks ever, 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 ever of all time, you know. I got to go listen to that too, babe. But you remember that soundtrack from New Jack City, Kermit? Do you remember that soundtrack from New Jack City? What? He had some butter on there, you know. Christopher Williams is on there. Who else was on there, man? Hey, they had a ton of people on there. Albie Shaw was on there. Man, listen to me, man. All kind of people. Hey, sidetrack moment, people. And for you younger people who listen and want to know, go look up the soundtrack. I guarantee you, you listen to it all weekend. You'll be like, oh my God, this sound good. Because y'all ain't got no crooners today. You don't. Best y'all got is Chris Brown. And you know some of these millennials actually want to say Chris Brown more talented than Michael Jackson? Now, listen here. I ain't going to defend Mike personal life, right? But on that stage, ain't nobody going to count on Mike, babe. Mike going to wipe the floor and take your gal, even though he didn't want your gal. That's okay. Mike going to do that. Because Mike was bad like that. All right. You had Ice-T on there. Christopher Williams. Guy. Johnny Gill. I mean, all you had was talent on this record, man. You had Keith Sweat, Danny Madden, Troop and Levert, Essence, FS Effect, the two live crew, and the hit song off all of that was Color Me Bad's I Wanna Sex You Up. Kermit D, you need to pull that up so we can play that going into the break today. Trivago ain't got nothing on me, darn it. Lang, I know you're listening. Watch this. It's for my generation now. We ain't got to blow as much dust off the ones you play. And those are classics, by the way, my brother. Props to you. Just a little less dust. Kermit D, next break we go to, we got to go to the break with Color Me Bad, all right? Cold with that. I tell you, you had a talent on that soundtrack. Anyhow, you all go listen to that later. Get your favorite cocktail and enjoy it. Thank me later. I promise you all have a good weekend if you listen to that. All right. Let's start up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC NASA. Don't forget that drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight. All locations, Monday through Sunday. So no reason for you not to get your finger licking on. All right? All right. And be sure if you want a chicken sandwich, by the way, check them out on the Colonel's Deluxe or that original recipe, Colonel's Chicken Sandwich. Either or are perfect. Either way, if you like the spicy, go with the Deluxe. If you like the original, go with the original. Man, and listen, best chicken sandwiches on the island, period. Done. And I say that with no apology. Cool. Because I ain't lying. You know, like Spike Lee said, it ain't bragging if it's true. All right, so what's heating up the planet today? Amazon Prime's first regular season edition of Thursday Night Football drew 13 million viewers, according to Nielsen. They now say that Luke Bell's death a few weeks ago in Arizona was due to an accidental drug overdose. Jose Feliciano is going to receive Billboard Magazine's first Trailblazer Award. That's good stuff right there. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. You know, it's a shame he won't see it, but he'll be there to receive it. Fictional soccer coach Ted Lasso of the Apple TV show, Apple Plus TV show, and his team AFC Richmond will be playable in the video game FIFA 23 for all you soccer aficionados. Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan announced they're expecting a third child, another girl, sometime next year. Now a fifth fitness model has stepped forward to say that Adam Levine has sent her flirty messages. Adam Levine is finished, by the way, brother. Go get Adam Levine, boy, and see how he get there, too. My God. Adam Bowl, boy. Adam off the chain. Make a long story short, him and his wife having a kid, and he trying to name the kid after his sweetheart. Try to get the kid to say, that ain't funny, man. I'm telling you, that's in the bottom line. That's what Adam tried to do. He might be from Long Island, or might be from Abaco, one of them places you never know. Adam could pass, you know. Maybe Exuma. Anyway, yeah, but go read the whole Adam Levine situation. And now, they put in Deshaun Watson, but they're coming out the woodworks like Israelites out of Egypt. Just brrr. Adam flirted with me too. Last thing, Brad Pitt has launched a genderless skincare line. His products will range from $80 to $385 and feature two exclusive patented active ingredients, GSM-10 and Pro-GR-3. But you can tell Brad don't have nothing to do in his life. He's lonely and he's looking for a woman now. Oh, Lord. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. I'm going to slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break right now. And, of course, don't forget, man, it is all about the pumpkins. The pumpkins are back at Dunkin'. Boy, mom, that's twins you got. God bless you. Boy, she got twins, Wally. And twins running on Dunkin'. Mom, your reward awaits you in heaven. Pumped for pumpkin, people. That's what you need to do. Get pumped up for the pumpkin at Dunkin', all right? They got the new nutty pumpkin coffee. You want to try that. And they got the classic pumpkin signature latte. All right, the pumpkin spice signature latte. You definitely want to check those out. The donut flavor, the back going on as well. This pumpkin is definitely back at Dunkin'. All right, let's check the text lines. A lot of people chiming in today. We've got our winner. All right. In addition to that, let me check some of the other answers. Nadia, I agree with your earlier texter. The hotel in Freeport is deplorable. The Grand Lucan, it really needs to get sold. But at this rate, I saw Tom, how do you all really feel? Naughty. And until we see the airport take off, no pun intended, it's in the same category and column as the. See, I think Grand Bahama coming out of the woodworks now. This is going to be a hot Freeport report on Tuesday on Talking Heads. We have all kind of folks chiming in from Freeport. So, yeah, we're definitely going to have a good conversation. Because, I mean, you can only imagine. I mean, what do Grand Bahamians feel like? What do y'all feel like? I mean, I can only imagine. I'm not trying to make sport. I have family in Grand Bahama. I've always loved Grand Bahama. I've always loved visiting there. We got to get it together for the sake of Grand Bahama. And I'm looking at all in reflection, basically a year out. There were a lot of promises on the campaign trails regarding Abaco and Grand Bahama. Where are we at in regards to those? Are we at buyer's remorse that the honeymoon's over? Are we patient? Are we still believing in the process? Or is it actually going to be more spinning wheels in the mud and more disgruntled, disenfranchised voters? Will that lead to less voter turnout than before, God forbid? Or will it, inspire, people to spark a better change, a better way forward? Especially in regards to Abaco and Freeport, those are the honest questions that have to be answered. And PRP generals and whatnot, and Starwood Councilman, you all should be taking notes on this. And if other people aren't paying attention, make them pay attention. And the opposition, you have plenty to work with. I suggest you pick up the ball and run with it. Don't dollar whine about it. Do something about it. Let's get to the second break right here on Talking Heads. We're live from Duncan Carmichael. We're going to take a quick commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we got Cuban Willie's immigration report coming up. And we'll get you to the news in the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. We are live, Duncan Carmichael, free-for-all Friday edition of Talking Heads. We're live on the road, and we'll continue right after this.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
Talking Heads, the Friday, September 23rd edition continues right now. We are live, Duncan Carmichael Road location, getting it in. And, of course, you know, don't forget, it's all about the Duncan Refreshers as well. The strawberry dragon fruit, the mango pineapple, and the peach passion fruit going on for you. So be sure to check them out today. All right? And don't forget, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. In short order, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And, of course, the Island Game always reminds you to game responsibly. And I do want to remind you, if you haven't checked out the Island Game and their sports book, you definitely need to check them out on that, all right? Simply log on to theislandgame.com, all right? Check out all the goodness that's going on there, all the great ways to win as well. And just sign up for that sports book. Play and win. If you think you got what it takes and you're feeling lucky about your teams and your favorite teams and some of the games going on, well, feel lucky and roll the dice. All right? In addition to that, like I say, the Island Game always reminds you to game responsibly. Okay? And I second that emotion. All right. So with that being said, Mr. Producer, I think you should be good to go with Cuban Willie's immigration report. So let's find out where the Cuban one is today as he brings you that immigration report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
Hey, what's good, my old fellas?
No, that might not be the one. So you might just have to hold that. Let me double check. There you go. Right now, Kermie. You should have it. There you go. I want to make sure everybody is tuned in. There you go. You got me now? Be good. Send me a thumbs up.
¡Huepa! ¡Buenos días, everybody! Soy Joe Cuban Willie with your numerology report today. And today is a special day, Mr. Producer. Coño, good to see you. Mira, today is a very special day today. You know, I have a big number today because little Naughty, the son, el hijo de my good friend Naughty, is 15 today. I know when that kid was born 15 years ago today, because me and Naughty was drinking Jack Daniels and smoking tobacco and having a cafecito waiting for this guy to come, because he took forever, man. He was in labor for 14, 15 hours. Yeah, he was undecided. He couldn't make his mind up, you know? And then, you know, finally he arrived and blessed the world with his presence. So today, you know, the numerology report, the number for today, it's because Sanchito, Sancho, Sanchi, Santoxel, mi hermanito, Sancho, mira, today's your birthday, my friend. And it's your birthday, so today the number is all about you, Papa. The 015 for the B15. 015, set it, forget it, and bet it in the Island Game. That's what I'm talking about. And remember, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And while you're there, check out the sports book. It's awesome. So anyway, Sanchito, cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday. And stay playing, my friends. I talk to you tomorrow.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Women and men, if you feel a lump on your breast, see a doctor. Any unusual changes in your breasts can be a sign of breast cancer, such as skin changes, dimpling, turned-in nipples, crusted nipples, or discharge. 9 out of 10 women survive breast cancer when it is detected early and treated. So, if you notice anything unusual, speak with your doctor. Listen to your body. It could be nothing, but it's best to get them checked. Early detection is the key to be cancer-free.
If you wish to place an ad or have information that can assist in highlighting the importance of more awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, contact the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. Remember, early detection for your protection. Breast cancer awareness is not just a month.
Talking Heads, the Friday, September 23rd edition continues right now. We are live. Duncan Carmichael getting it in. And, of course, you know, we're on the flip side of the 5 o'clock hour. So we got to get up into the sports. And, of course, you know, today in sports history brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget today is Friday. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. Be sure to check that out. It's just underway. So check them out. Don't forget Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner going on at Naughty Johnny's. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. Today in sports history. Today is September 23rd, 2022. And on this day, not too much happened. 1845. The Knickerbocker Baseball Club of New York was formed by Alexander Joy Cartwright. It was the first baseball team in America. 2001, Barry Bonds hit his 65th and 66th home run of the season to tie Sammy Sosa for the second most home runs in a season. So there you have it. That coming in 2001. And your sports quote for today, the best and fastest way to learn a sport is to watch and imitate a champion, Jean-Claude Killy. All right. So we'll see. All right, we're back and rolling. All right, so that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And right now, let's get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. It's all about that King's Feast. $13, VAT included, featuring the Greek Whopper. You got the fries, the soft drink. You got the mozzarella sticks, the cream cheese roll-up Danish off the chart. Listen, all of that goodness. $13, VAT included. And you can have it your way, right away. Flame grill beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. It's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location. for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right. And we got the home court lined up. So do we have a we're waiting for Pearl to be let in there, Mr. Producer. You can go ahead and let Pearl in. I think Pearlie's chiming in. So you let Pearl in. I get the local tidbits lined up. And like I say, lots to talk about in the sports. So without further ado, do we have the Dodger Desperado, the Dolphin Dingleberry, and the Loudmouth Laker lined up, ready to go? Let's bring him on in. Give it up for Pearlie, ladies and gentlemen. Play the applause, Mr. Producer. But anyway, you ain't played applause, that's Dolphin on Dolphin Grant. So I don't care. It don't matter. Do we have Pearlie? Oh, Pearlie ain't been let in yet. You want to let Pearlie in, man? Pearlie trying to get in. Pearlie got lots to say today. All right. Pearlie. Pearlie's still loading. Oh, I could go so many ways with that. I could have so many jokes, but Pearlie's not here to defend himself, so I won't. But boy, I could have. Anyway, as we wait for Pearlie, I'll glance on over, and we'll start with the sport of boxing here in the 242. And, of course, Misha Major Payne Major making a return. He's going to take on Anthony Saigo Woods in an exhibition match at the Fred Starr Boxing event set for tomorrow. Now, the sport of boxing is gradually getting back on stream in the Bahamas, and the Major Payne Boxing Club will look to play its part. You know, big up to Misha and Cato making sure that happens. They're going to put on the inaugural Frederick Starr Boxing Championship at the National Boxing Venue at the Blue Hill Sporting Complex tomorrow night. The event will feature amateur card and professional fighters and exhibition bouts, and we'll get underway at 7 p.m. One of the organizers of the event, and no stranger to local boxing, Al Pacino Allen, said that they're getting a lot of interest from the public. Ticket sales are coming along good. A lot of persons are showing interest in supporting the youth on Saturday. We expect the bouts to be very competitive, as you have some of the best amateurs in town who represent the various clubs. They'll be fighting for a championship belt, and they'll get to keep it, Allen said. Some of the names are going to be stepping in the ring are Tyrone Oliver, Ronald Joseph, Eric Williams, Maliko Davis, and John St. Cyrin, along with Misha Major Payne Major in an exhibition bout. Major is retired, but he's going up against Anthony Saigo Woods in an exhibition match. And they're no stranger to each other. All right, it feels great to me to be doing something so meaningful just to get back in the ring for an exhibition match. It means a lot to me. Boxing is my first love. I'm blessed to be given the opportunity by Cato Ferguson and Al Pacino Allen, the organizers of this event. I felt it's only right. I play a great role by being a part of it. Good stuff by Misha and good stuff by Cato and Al Pacino, man. Making it happen and looking out for the sport of boxing. Boy, I tell you, Texas, you all ain't stopped already. Naughty Barry Bonds was so strong on Roy's, all his teeth had muscles. I'll take your word for it since you inspected his teeth. I'll tell you, though, he sat first row. Front row in Joker's Wild. My God. Satellite head. His head was huge. Massive. Looked like a bowling ball, Wally. I swear to God. And I did make fun of him, too. And he got a good sense of humor. He's a good sport. He thought I was funny because he laughed. You know, if you don't, like, he'd beat you up. But he didn't beat me, so it was all good. But, yeah. Texter, you brought up Barry Bonds. I see that. All right. Do we have Pearlie in the building? Or is Pearlie still loading? What kind of load is Pearlie loading, man? Is it a 1 ton? 2 ton? And you know Pearlie impatient. My God. Anyway, let's try this Zoom again. Pearlie, try zooming back in. And Kermie, try line it back up. This is hilarious to me because this is Dolphin on Dolphin Grime. I love it. You all got some explaining to each other to do when we get on air. I'm just going to sit back and watch. Annual going to lose to Buffalo this weekend? My God. I have no idea. So anyway, let's go to the break. All right? Well, actually, not go to the break. Let me wrap up the local sports. We got Peter chiming in. We got Pearly chiming in. So we're going to take the break. Make sure, you know, Mr. Producer gets both of them in right after I wrap up the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Softball. Wildcats take a 1-0 lead over the Truckers as the playoffs get underway. Bahamian Ashley Michelle named ICCAC Athlete of the Week. And the Heat, the Miami Heat, are returning to the Bahamas for training camp. All right, read all about that in today's Guardian. News and views of Madison's 1844. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we're going to talk some NFL action and who's in and who's out. We've got our pigskin picks together. And, of course, don't forget, in the bottom of the hour, 5:50 to 6 o'clock, right before the news comes on, we got all your fantasy, the latest fantasy hookup for you with your start-em and sit-em segment, who to play and who to sit on your bench, all coming up for this weekend. All right, but we're going to take our first break. We're live, Duncan Carmichael getting it in. We're running on the pumpkin. The flavors of the season are here. And we'll be back at you right after the flip side of the break to pick up the sports portion, the Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Hey, Bill, glad to see you back in the office.
Who?
Bill.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I think you're mistaking me for someone else.
Tom.
Nope.
Jack.
No.
Alex.
No. Want me to just tell you?
Nope, I got this, George.
No, you don't. Still not me.
Adam.
Not even close, man.
We're like a coworker that didn't forget your name. CG Atlantic Agents and Brokers. Good like that.
Okay, good to see you, Mark Mike John Sean.
It's Mordecai.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Friday, September 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We are live, Duncan Carmichael. We got all the kinks worked out. We got Earl the Pearl chiming in. We got Peter chiming in. So we're going to talk some sports now. Of course, guys, you there?
Right here, my friend, right here.
We got Peter. Do we have Pearly? I'm sure Pearly will chime in. We got Peter lined up. And do we have Earl yet?
I'm right up. Been waiting.
All right, now we can hear you. Where you is? With Uncle Lou?
Who is Balboa?
Sound like you been from Valby.
Okay.
Bring up the volume for me a little bit. We good. We good now, Pearly. Super producer got you going. Be coming. So we got Earl Pearl here. We got Peter Raheem here. And I feel we need to talk baseball, get that out of the way. So we can talk minorly about basketball, get on to the football, and get on to our picks. Because, you know, we got the fantasy segment to wrap things up at the end. So, yeah. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
What's happening with the Dodgers and the Yankees?
Best team in baseball is what's happening. My Dodgers walk off last night. Mookie Betts walk off.
Earl, remember early in the year how you told Peter and myself, but more Peter than myself, curb the exuberance, long way to go. Okay. Earl, remember the last time he was like this? The Astros saw your signs.
No.
He was
Peter
disgruntled.
Was like this in April and May.
He was that guy for another reason.
End of September. There are about 20 games left in baseball. Now is the time to make noise.
Now, after you secure the best record in baseball, now you want to make noise.
Securing the best record in baseball means absolutely nothing other than you secure the best record in baseball. What's happened over the next month, the 6 weeks, is what matters. World Series.
Okay. Well, on the way to the World Series, I hope Aaron Judge gets a triple crown. So, you know, we got a couple of things there. So, I'm hopeful. You know, we hope he got enough games left for him to also break the home run record. So, I'm hopeful.
But I'll be honest.
That'd be a good break. Excites me. It's about Aaron Judge about to break Maris' record, and he probably hit 63, 65 home runs, which would be fantastic to know he's done. He's doing this without PEDs and all that stuff. And this is what baseball is about. See, I know Peter used like push the Yankees, and I very much so push the Dodgers, but I'm a baseball purist. So stuff like this, every time Aaron comes to bat, I switching over to watch his at bat because I really want to watch that. That's a 60-second home run. That's the excitement of what I like about baseball.
So it was really
comes tonight.
Last night, huh? And the home run that was short by a couple inches, that was tough, wasn't it?
Wasn't. I was like, it gone. I jump up, it gone. And when I look, I say, oh, man, I stay up for this. But, you know, that's fine.
It's going to be poetic.
That's part of the excitement of it. That right
tonight,
there, filling Yankee Stadium to the brim.
Against the Red Sox, he's going to get it.
Yep. I think he can get it tonight. I think it's going to happen tonight.
But Earl,
I feel it's going to happen tonight.
To my point, though, yes, the day before, I said, listen, you're a purist, so you get excited about it. And you know me, I like to see history, live in history, to say, okay, I witnessed that. I saw that great event. But you could see from the texts earlier, we mentioned today in sports about Barry Bonds on this day hitting 65 and 66. And the first thing that comes to mind is, boy, he was so roid-ridden, even his teeth had muscles.
And that's the asterisk put behind
and
it. And that's the sourness to him, Maguire, Sammy Sosa. That they, I mean, I don't know if it's ever proven outright, but, you know, that kind of marred what they did. But it's still, even though it was PED or roid up, you still had the hand-eye coordination to put that bat on the ball, which is tremendous.
All right, sure, but Earl, I have a question for you. Someone you said you watch the Yankees from time to time. The Frankie Montas, I hope I'm saying it right, right? Naughty, the guy pitcher we got from the A's. Am I saying it right?
Yep, I think it's right.
Where do we put him? Because we got the ace, Cole, and then we got Severino coming back potentially. That if he's going to be two or three, because you could put the other fellow, what's his name? Costas. I can't pronounce it. He could be second. Severino could be third, or vice versa. And then is Frankie fourth, or is Taliesin fourth? Because Taliesin looked good last night.
So it's an outside number one or two pitcher. Montas is a number, is a one, two, or three pitcher, and a fourth.
No fourth. I was just saying Montas is third at worst.
At worst, yeah. At worst.
Well, he has a higher ceiling than Taliesin, I agree. But he's been absolutely terrible since he came to New York.
But you got to look at
that can happen.
At the playoffs.
His ERA is six.
In the playoffs, it becomes situational. And matchups. And who they're playing.
Yeah.
He might, you know, if it's a bad matchup, he might not be in the rotation.
So,
some people take a while to adjust. Look at Joey Gallo was stinking up the place in New York. Comes over to LA and then hit like seven home runs since he's been there. Hit some
No. He did the same thing in New York when he first arrived last season. So let's see what he does next season.
No. I'm not disputing that. The argument is he was stinking up the joint. He had a change of pace. So far, he's doing this. I'm saying Montas was doing pretty good in the Oakland, had a change of pace, has to adjust. It doesn't matter, you know, I'm not worried about last year, this year. I'm just talking about the change of pace at this time. Mm-hmm. He may taper off. Yes, you're correct. But I only see Montas getting better and adjusting and becoming a better pitcher. I wanted him in LA. LA was after him. The Yankees got him. That's a great pickup for New York. And you're gonna see that, you're gonna see the significance of that pickup when the playoffs start.
Do you think it's the shoulder?
Well, that's a scare about it, but if it was that much, they wouldn't have been pitching him right now, knowing they want to invest in him.
So what's his deal? Is it just a change of scenery? All of a sudden, you know, New York vibe isn't vibing with you? I mean, because he'll pitch like three or four batters, and all of a sudden he'll give up like a two-run homer just out of the clear blue sky.
It's adjustment. It's him adjusting to New York. It's a move. It's a new pitching coach. They may not pick up a tweak that he needs to fix. That's why I say, not bragging, that's one of the great things about that Dodger pitching staff, that Dodger coaching staff. They know how to find those kind of things. The Yankees are going to find it, and he's going to correct it by playoff time. And trust me, they're not worried about him right now, and I'm not concerned about that right now.
But
you want him to give you four, five, six good innings in the playoffs. The problem is not him. The problem is what you're bringing off your bench. Because, you know, y'all got a lot of injuries on that bullpen.
Well, true. But Zach Britton, I know for a fact Zach Britton came back. That helps. But Taliesin, not as high a ceiling, but a much higher floor. You know, he's not going to give up more than, you know, he's not going to give up five, six runs. You know, he gave up four runs. And, you know, you can live with that. Okay?
Depends on who you're playing.
Right. But I'm saying, like, risk-reward, lower risk, lower reward. But you're like, maybe you bring Taliesin in off the bench then if you roll with Montas as your third pitcher.
For the playoffs, they're probably going to go with a three-man, maybe a four-man, most rotation. Depends on how they do. They'll start out looking at a four-man rotation, and most teams will do that. And then they'll see, particularly, like, let's say the Dodgers go with Kershaw at number one, and they lose. They may bring Kershaw back. And although they win with Kershaw and maybe lose game two or three, they might bring Kershaw back after the three-man rotation. But if they win, they'll go to the fourth pitcher to save Kershaw to close out or to open up for the next season. So it depends on what happens in the playoffs. Depends on what happens in game one and two. Game one and two almost dictates how the playoffs go.
And the Yankees have to look at who on the
playoff roster, like who can be the top three starters, who can be the long relievers.
Right.
It's going to be kind of interesting to see.
And so if you had to pick for the Yankees, who would you take as your four pitchers to the playoffs?
I'll go Cole, Montas, maybe Taliesin, and if Severino comes back, him.
Other fella, Costas, what's his name?
Come off the bench. Come off the long relief in case somebody gets bombed in one or two. You'd be there to come
My over. Point I wanted to make about Frankie.
Cortes, that's his name.
Yeah, Cortes. But about the pitcher we got from the A's. What's the last name again? Frankie. Now you guys may think if I'm saying it right or wrong. What is it?
Montas, I think it's pronounced Montas.
Montas, thank you. Montas. Listen, Montas reminds me of when the Royals traded for Johnny Cueto from the Reds in 2015. He was horrible after the trade, getting used to the switch from the National to the American League. But come playoffs and World Series, he was lights out. I think Montas is the same kind of thing, just trying to get to adjusted to life in the Bronx. But come playoffs, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and you know, and right now it's not even about positioning because you're already there. I mean, Mookie came off the bench last night. They had to walk off base hit, but so they resting guys. You don't want to keep them out too long because you want to keep consistent. Right now, Judd only playing every day. Once you see, I promise you, if Judd hit number 62 tonight, he's not gonna play tomorrow night.
No, but to that point, the Yankees need to keep the bats hot. That's going to protect the pitching, deficiencies.
I agree with you, but one of the downfalls in the playoffs is if you're not rested properly, and that hurt the Dodgers last year. We were so determined to win that division. We went all out in the last couple of weeks of the season where we should have been resting players, and didn't have enough for Atlanta. Atlanta was just too good a team. And we weren't strong enough to keep up with Atlanta, and that's how we lost.
Would it have made a difference?
You don't know. It may not. I don't know. Atlanta was hot. They came under with some great trades and was hot. They might have still do the same
that's
thing.
What
you
I'm
don't
saying,
know.
Because
all I'm
was
saying
on
is
fire.
We were weaker. We were weaker as a team because we were tired. We're not going to let that happen this year.
But Earl, you admit last year Atlanta was just scorching hot. It was like the sun. They were doing.
They got hot at the right time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I say I don't, you know, you go out with a red hot team. You had a tired Dodger team. You had a team that was doing all the right things. And they just stepped in there and creamed us. All right.
I mean, they were executing perfectly. I mean, no errors. They were just fantastic.
All right. Well, guys, let's flip it over to the NBA real quick. Then we got to get into our NFL picks and talk a little bit of NFL. And then, of course, you know, once we do that, I got the final 10 to take you home. We got all your fantasy stardom and sit 'em. And Purdy had a big win last week in one of the fantasy leagues. And being a say with Chef Cup, dolphin on dolphin crime.
Say that again.
Calm, quiet.
I'm here.
Well, you know, the Dolphins could go 3-0 this Sunday, so we'll see.
But we'll get to that in the picks. But that's debatable. But we'll get to that in the picks for sure.
I got a little gut feeling. I can say something. Let me come on to picks.
Okay, but Naughty, you are incredibly quiet about the Hurricanes. What is going on with you,
man?
That's
listen,
been a perfect fit there. That new coach. I didn't know how it would work out. I love him in Oregon.
Cristobal has got a pedigree with the Hurricanes.
Former player.
Comes from that tradition of winning. So hopefully, you know, it'll carry over.
The system is great.
He's got Middle Tennessee State tomorrow. They're like a three touchdown favorite.
It's a practice game.
Middle Tennessee State.
Having practice tomorrow.
Should be a good game.
Having practice tomorrow. Okay.
they're competitive. They're not as bad as people think. They're good in their division. They've been here to the Bahama Bowl before. Their president is a Bahamian. So, you know, we got to show a little bit of love to MTSU.
I
still think the Canes could beat up on them, though.
I'm hopeful that I know they're ranked 25th now. But a lot can change by December, and I think they got a chance to be in the 12th tournament.
Well, they dropped to 25th because of the recent loss. But if you consider where our program's been the last couple of years, any real Canes fan will tell you we'll take it, and I think we will move up the rankings. Maybe we do get into the 12, like you say, Peter. But it'll definitely be better than 25th. But it's something to build on, and some for him to recruit on, especially in the state of Florida. South Florida, too, which is a hotbed for talent, which used to automatically be University King, Miami Hurricane country. And we need to take that turf back, you know?
Do the Hurricanes finish ahead of Florida State and Florida
November 5th, we'll know that. Because they played in Florida State November 5th.
And we'll figure that out. Maybe ran higher. Because that's all that matters, right? As long as you beat those higher than those two, that's all that matters.
I don't know what's going on with Florida, and I don't know if they're going to play Florida. But Florida, I think, is in a rebuild mode. I think, like Earl said, in November, that game between FSU and UM has the recipe for another classic in that series. And we'll see who the better team is coming out of that one. Both are playing well right now.
Well, you know, if the game comes down to a field goal, you know, and a Seminole kicker kicking, we're pretty sure Miami's going to win the game.
Wide right. Memories. All right. Let's get into the NFL picks, guys. We got our games lined up for the weekend. And it's a fully loaded schedule this weekend. Another 16 games coming down the pike.
I picked the Cowboys last week. I was right. Nobody agreed with me.
You were the lone part cake on that one, Peter. I still don't know if you just threw Nanny at the wall hoping it would stick and it stuck. Or if you were genuine, but
I said,
I'll give it to you.
And he did.
You were the only one who called it. So I give you kudos on that.
And I must say, it's absolute garbage what I'm reading in some places. They're saying, don't hurry Dak back. We can roll and win with Cooper Rush. I was like,
well,
you're clearly
Peter,
a neutral person.
Hold on. To that point, two games coming up within the division. The Giants and the Redskins, they're winnable games, especially with the defense playing the way it's playing right now. If they get those two under the belt, they're now 3-1 with a potential return for Dak Prescott. And if they wait one more week, you're 3-2? Come on, who could ask for better? But you're starting quarterback out.
Okay, who should I believe in when Dak's coming back? Is Dak coming back on the Jerry Jones timeline? Or is Dak coming back on the MSNBC timeline?
All right. Well, Jerry Jones' timeline is like a Bahamian politician's timeline. You can't really believe it. Okay? Jerry, hey, Mr. Peter, he's coming back next week. He can come back tomorrow, but we're going to rest him another week. Don't believe, you don't turn $700 million into $8 billion with the right timeline. Okay.
Did you listen to Jerry's interview where he already started a quarterback controversy? Jerry interested.
You heard him today, Earl.
Jerry just couldn't take it.
You heard
Jerry
him today.
Interested in taking that $8.5 billion to $9 billion.
Earl, is he not one of the most biggest ringmasters ever? Bigger than Vince McMahon?
Ever.
Does Jerry not know how to push the buttons?
Ever. He tracked me up.
And he's a PR guy. He's a marketing guy. Jerry's one of the best.
Cooper Rush.
I listened to that this morning. I was like, oh, God. This dude.
Jerry can sell you cow dung on a stick and make you believe it's a chocolate popsicle.
Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers was a Dallas Cowboy? That would just be, oh, my God. Him and Jerry, it'd be fantastic.
But listen. No, but let me tell you something now. Peter, you weren't privy to this conversation. Earl was. And Earl, I still believe it is a tough road to hoe as long as Dak Prescott is out. But one thing I will say, after 2 weeks, I think we do have a legitimate defensive player of the year candidate in Micah Parsons. The Dallas defense is real. And that'll keep you in games. And I think Dan Quinn has spoken volumes with the way he's coached up this defense and put himself in position to be the next head coach of the Cowboys if things go south.
How about I'll add to that? Michael Parsons.
Oh, when they go south there. Yeah.
Michael Parsons is the next LT. Remember I said this, okay?
Peter, I said that last year on the show, but thank you for supporting that.
Peter, you know one thing I do. I watch every sports channel in the whole wide world. That was a topic on ESPN a couple of days. Don't try and take credit for other people's talks, please.
But Earl.
That was on Earl. And they said,
in all fairness,
Parsons is the next Lawrence Taylor.
Who said it?
We talked about that on the show last year.
The exact person. It might have been the guy with the Jerry Curls. I can't remember the exact name, but I heard it.
Well, we agree. No, my evaluation is based on what he did against the Bengals last week.
No. Well, I'll be honest with you.
Because when he
made the comment,
I was,
on the press box at our own location. It was based on the fact that I was absolutely PO'd. We drafted him. Remember, Earl? I was lost if we didn't get Surtain, the cornerback.
Yes.
Then I did my research.
I remember this.
Then I watched the film. Remember, I called you, Earl, and I said, hey, we got something special in post. After reflecting, this guy, he looked like he got that Lawrence Taylor step. Remember we talked?
Yep. Yep.
But it was after eating humble pie, because at first, I won't lie to you, I was madder than all outdoors we took Micah Parsons. I wanted Patrick Surtain Jr. And he turned out to be a great cornerback in Denver so far. But Micah's special, I agree. He's that next generation kind of talent.
I saw him in the first year and I was like, is college going to translate to the professional level? And now after 8 games, yeah, you really are that good. You're not just a man playing among boys in college. You were really a real talented player playing in the NFL the first year. Then the second year, is it going to be a drop off? And after the game two, I was like, no drop off. Your mom and daughter of Lawrence Taylor. Now, I'm glad that someone agrees with me. Well, I agree with somebody, I guess. And yes, they said it first, hey. Right? So they agree with Naughty, and I agree with them. So there's three people right there who think he's going to be the next Lawrence Taylor.
And Peter, we got to get to the picks in short order, and we're working with time. But I got to get this in before we get to the picks. I need to know your take on Buffalo, Miami. Here's mine real quick. I think it's going to be a well-played game. But I think because of the fact that Buffalo has a better running game, they're getting Gabriel Davis back. The offense is firing all cylinders. I'm going to give them the advantage and their defense, of course. However, I think Miami's going to be right in this game. I don't have them as pushovers. But I do feel that their lack of a running game compared to what Buffalo has, or that they haven't figured out their running game yet, so to speak, is going to play to the Bills' defensive favor, put more pressure on Tua to pass the ball more than they want to. And I think the pressure of the defensive line is inevitably going to get to Tua. But I think Tua is going to be able to throw some blows, put a test to the defense of Buffalo with Hill and with Waddle. But I think at the end of the day, Josh Allen and Buffalo are just a little bit better, and they get it done. But if you're a better, take Miami plus the 5.5 points. I think this is going to be a field goal game.
I agree on all your points, especially the running game. I think Buffalo is smart, and they got Allen, but keep running the ball. And what happens that as a defensive lineman, linebacker, you get tired of you just get tired. By the time you get to the middle of the third quarter, the fourth quarter, you're just exhausted. All you want to do is get off the field, the game to be over. You get tired of getting hit, especially when they're getting 4 or 5 yards a pop. It just wears you down mentally. It destroys your morale. You can't get off the field. And, well, the Buffalo offense isn't getting off the field. That means the Miami offense isn't getting on the field. And it's not – Tua is talented. Waddle is talented. Hill is incredibly talented. But if you're not in the game, you can't score from the sidelines. So the test will come. The Miami defense will have to get Buffalo off the field. They will have to. It'll be, you just got to man up, and you got to stop this 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, and get Waddle and Hill, get them into it, get them a chance to get back on the field. But I think Buffalo wins by 10, and the next time they play, Miami wins by 3. That's like you said, I think Miami's still growing into it. But I think Buffalo pulls ahead by 10 late because Miami goes for the fourth down and they don't get it. Buffalo goes down the other way and they're able to get double digits. But I think the next meeting, Miami wins by a field goal.
What you got, Purdy?
I hear what you said, Peter. I think there's some factors that we're not looking at. Yes, Buffalo does have a good running game, but Miami's strength is Miami's defense. While people think Miami's defensive strength is Xavier Howard and the defensive back, Miami has a very good front line and a very good run-stopping team. Hey, the Buffalo's cornerbacks, safeties are hurt. It's going to be difficult for them rookies to hold up team, one of them, and it's going to open the underneath up for Gesicki, who's going to pick them to pieces. I think with people underestimating that McDaniels is an excellent run-calling coach, I think Miami's going to – Miami don't need 100, 200 yards rushing, you know. We just need to keep that defense honest. And if we burst one or two and hit Gesicki underneath, them safeties that Buffalo always keep back to help because the rookies can't handle it, going to have to take a step or two forward. And that's all you want you to take is one or two steps up, you know, and boom.
Earl, that's some good points.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Buffalo has an injury on the offensive line that I think the center may not play, which is a factor for them. Yes, if Miami's offensive line holds up to the defense and gives Tua enough time to get out of the way, to be dumping passy, it isn't like Tua's going to be a drop back, sit in the hole and wait to be sacked like Burrow. Tua will move about. They will move him about because they know what Buffalo and Von Miller come in. I think it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be the upset of the week, and Miami is going to win by a touchdown or less.
Okay.
All right. My point there to you, Perlito, and you mentioned it at the end. Just as long as you don't sleep on Mr. Miller and Mr. Rousseau and a couple of them other members of that Buffalo Bills defensive line, because they get to the quarterback awfully quick. But I do agree with you on the point of your head coach. He is a wunderkind. He looks like he's playing like Madden on the sideline every week. So he could pull something from behind his ear or behind them glasses, what he wears, and put it out. I'm not surprised if he does, play-wise, to get the Dolphins' run game jump-started. I just think McDermott has had this unit together. Buffalo retools. They got a great next lineup philosophy. So I'm thinking, you know, Buffalo gets it.
Yeah.
And the world thing started probably only one or two of us think it, and I you know, like I always, I could be wrong, but I think last key thing I'm gonna say is, Tua don't need to hold the ball long. He could throw that ball down the field and both Waddle and Hill can run it down.
That's true.
That is gonna be a factor. One million of them have to play their butts off in terms of putting pressure on Tua to protect them cornerbacks.
But it's going to be a great weekend of football, man. We got three college football games tonight, a ton tomorrow, and a full schedule of NFL games on Sunday, all right? Last night was a good game. Most of us went with the Browns.
Who lost eight defensive starters, looking better than they looked last year.
All right. Rapid fire, guys, because we got to get to the break, and then we got the Stardom or Sit-In segment coming up to wrap things up for all our fantasy football aficionados. All right, here we go. Rapid fire. Saints and Panthers.
Saints.
We all in agreement. The Saints. Texans and the Bears.
Bears.
I like the Bears. I like Montgomery
Bears.
To run wild
Bears.
On Sunday.
Bears.
Chiefs and the Colts.
Chiefs by a mile.
I like the Chiefs. It's going to be ugly early, and then they're going to blow them out late. Bills and the Dolphins. I've gone with the Bills.
Dolphins.
All right. In this game, the Lions and the Vikings on Sunday. If you're a betting person, take the Lions and the 6 points and take it over because it's going over. And guess what? The Lions going to win this game outright. The Lions by a field goal on the road in Minnesota against the Vikings who hung over on the short week coming in from Monday Night Football. Watch and see.
I like the Lions team. I love that Lions team. I pick the Lions.
You know, your lack of faith in Kirk Cousins is insulting.
Okay. I like that. That's funny, Peter. That's funny.
I like the way the brothers is coaching Detroit. I like them too. I like they having fun. I like the way they're playing football.
Going with the Vikings.
All right. We got the Ravens and the Patriots. I like the Ravens in this. I like them to bounce back. I like Lamar to bounce back with a vengeance. And I like them to get it done in an ugly one, but they get it done.
I think the Patriots are coming there on a high over, beating up on those other fellas. But I think Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were embarrassed last week. They can send a strong message to the NFL on Sunday.
Boy.
I'm with you, Ron, and I think it's a lot of running in that game. Smash mouth.
I'm going to Patriots just because I got a sneaky suspicion Bill's going to play keep away ball. I'm going to Patriots.
Okay. That plays into the smash mouth theory. So we'll see. We got the Bengals and the Jets. Big game.
Bengals, they need a win. and they're a better team. They're not as bad as the Jets. As 0-2 teams.
The Bengals finally get a win. The team of Tigger from Winnie the Pooh finally gets a win.
Well, can you hear him? Can you hear him growling in the background, chewing on the chicken bone on the KFC leg bone? The lone part cake is coming. Yes, the J-E-T-S, Jets. Joe Flacco to Garrett Wilson. Watch that combination. The number one pick out of University of Ohio State University, the wide receiver, is the real deal, is legit.
Breece
Hall, the running back from Iowa State, is coming on. Two-headed monster with Michael Carter in the backfield. Flacco loves throwing to Garrett Wilson, but guess what? Also got Elijah Moore on the other side. And Davis, Corey Davis, and guess what? They put up points. The Bengals line is suspect. It's still injured. It's a $180 million bust. Buyer's remorse all throughout Cincinnati. The Jets have a good defensive line. They're going to put enough pressure on to, you know, make it a game. So if you're a betting person, take the 6 points. And if not, and you're feeling lucky, like me, roll with the Jets straight up. They're going to pull the upset and beat the Bengals. The Bengals will get better. But it don't start this week. Starts with the J-E-T-S, Jets.
The Bengals beat them by more than 2 touchdowns. This high that the Jets on, high only last so long. That coming down this weekend. The Bengals step off.
Guys, we got to be quick now. Got to be quick so we can get the segment in. All right, Raiders and the Titans.
I like the Raiders.
I like the Raiders to bounce back.
Titans bounce back.
Eagles and the Commanders. I like the Eagles on the road to get it done in a tight one.
I picked the Eagles. I picked the Eagles to win the NFC East, so I'm picking the Eagles.
No Chase Young, Eagles.
All right, we got the Jaguars and the Chargers. The Chargers get right, they win at home.
All day.
Josh Herbert, quack, quack. Chargers.
Cardinals at home against the Rams. I like the Rams to win that one.
We're the Rams.
Cardinals have a very disappointing season, and the Rams can be all over them.
The Cardinals' offense is a disaster. Rams it is.
Yeah.
Falcons at Seahawks. And I'll be honest with you, 12th man in Seattle always plays a factor when two bad teams play. I like Seattle at home to get this win.
I know one thing. That Pitts brother costing me plenty points in finals. I'm ready to trade him right now. I go in with the Seahawks.
All right.
Tough.
You got the Packers and the Buccaneers.
Seahawks.
I like the Bucs in that one.
I like the Bucs.
The Bucs as well. Yeah. Green Bay is in
Broncos Sunday night.
I like Russ to get it right. I understand there's a lot of they have some locker room problems because I get Russ got the own office. Don't mix with the brothers and all that to get pressure from them. But I think he can get it right this weekend.
No, Broncos lose.
49ers on the road, get it done. And on Monday night, I don't know about y'all, but Cooper Rush is 2-0 as the Cowboys starter. I gotta ride with Cooper until the streak ends. And I think the streak gets to 3-0 Monday night in the Meadowlands. Micah Parsons leads the charge going back home to New Jersey. Cowboys get it done ugly, 23-20. Tony Pollard with another score.
Listen, you let your heart get in the way. You let your heart get in the way. Do not do that. Don't bet. You can pull for who you want to pull for, but don't bet. Giants by a touchdown.
I'm going with the Giants. Giants by 3.
Cowboys and Dolphins, same record Tuesday morning, 2-1.
Dolphins and the Giants going to have the same record Tuesday morning, 3-0.
Anyway, we'll see. For Earl, for Peter, for Wally, and for Kermie, my engineers extraordinaire, this your boy Naughty. We wrapping things up from Duncan Carmichael. On the flip side of the break, we got for all you fantasy aficionados, the start or sit them segment, who to start, who to play, and who to sit. Enjoy your football weekend. Be safe and be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Purdy and Peter, y'all be
all
safe.
Right.
And thanks so much,
here comes
man.
The judge.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. the Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Falcons at Seahawks in a bird matchup. I'm going to go last week I was not in on Cordero Patterson, and he really didn't do much. I think he just got you like 4, maybe 5 points last week. This week I'm a little bit more in on him against the Seattle defense. They gave up a lot of yards on the ground. I know the Niners are run heavy and they're very effective running the football, but I think the Falcons will find a way to run the ball as well against the Seattle defense. Weirdly, last week, being in person to watch that game, there's a lot of Tyler Allgeier on the field, and they split their carries pretty evenly. But I still thought Patterson was effective with the football in his hands. I think he's going to get the football in his hands again. I also think this is going to be a closer matchup. Last week, the Rams kind of ran off and hid, and so I think that changed a lot of what the Falcons wanted to do. I think this is going to be closer, so you can see Patterson get more touches as both a runner and a receiver. So if you benched him last week, I think you can start him this week. Packers at Bucks, which we've talked about a couple times, is, you know, going to be weirdly a low-scoring game. What are you doing here?
Yeah, this is a kind of straightforward game, I think. I think you play the running backs on both sides, and then after that, it's a little dicey. So I do think, though, we talked about it a little bit earlier, that if Julio Jones plays, I think he is a strong streaming option just because no Mike Evans. I don't expect Chris Godwin to be out there. So on volume alone, I think Julio would work his way in as a wide receiver too with more upside than that. We saw in week one, he can still play. We just need him to be healthy. And if Julio sits, I think then you can pivot to Russell Gage. I don't feel as great about that one as I do about Julio. But again, someone's going to have to get those targets. So 10-plus targets could be in play for Russell Gage. So that alone keeps him in play as a streaming option.
Man, it's going to be a weird game. I kind of want to watch it, but like watch it between my fingers like it was a scary movie or something, because it just might be it might be a little bit gross. Sunday Night Football, the 49ers at the Broncos. I say you got to just sit Russell Wilson this week, you know, partially because the Broncos still seem to be trying to figure some things out offensively. It has not been pretty for them the first 2 weeks. I mean, I know Russ threw for a decent number of yards against the Seahawks, but it still was kind of sloppy. And then last week against the Texans, it just was a mess offensively. And I think it'll get better, but maybe not this week, because the 49ers obviously are very tough defensively. I got to believe there are better options out there for you on the waiver wire or maybe on your roster than Russell Wilson with an offense still trying to figure it out. Plus, we're still trying to wait to see exactly what's going to happen with Jerry Jeudy as he's dealing with, I don't know what it is. It started as a shoulder, then it was a rib. Now it's like a chest injury, whatever. Upper body issue that Jerry Jeudy is having. We'll see what his status is this week, but I'm not... Florida, I think we've seen a lot of the let Russ cook memes with like people who are, you know, like boiling hot dogs and putting them on white bread. Like Russ cooking has not been a great option this year.
No, it has not. And I'm with you. I have him as a sit in this week's Stardom Sit Him article. The Niners are a tough defense too, man. So
I don't love Russ. I have him outside my top 12 easily this week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think it gets better, but this is not a week that I'm willing to roll the dice and take the chance on that.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.